I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You know, a lot of people are excited about Thanksgiving. You get to reunite and connect with friends and family and loved ones. You get to have your favorite meal. You know, your grandmother's homemade mac and cheese, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. You know, treats that you wouldn't normally get throughout the year. Now is the time where we just enjoy one another's company and gather together, watch some football and, you know, reminisce. But for everybody, it's not the most wonderful time of the year. Because over this past year, they've lost loved ones, jobs, divorce. Kids have left and gone off to college, so some folks are trying to cope with being an empty nester for the first time. And that little baby that you raised, that you've been spending Thanksgiving with for the last 18 years, doesn't want to come home for Thanksgiving. They're going to Cancun. And you've planned all this food to cook. And you're going to be by yourself with his or her favorite pie. And nobody there to eat it. And so I just want to be mindful that everybody's not going to be in the same mindset. And how do you handle it when you have holiday blues? I don't know. I'm not an expert or a professional. So that's why I called Jocelyn McWhorter. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is with C Mental Health. And Jocelyn, I just have to say thank you. Because, you know, we want to talk about the turkey. We want to get ready for Christmas. We're looking at the Black Friday sales papers that have already started coming out. And this is a difficult topic to discuss because nobody wants to talk about holiday blues. We want to be festive. We want to be cheery. We want to be upbeat. But I also want to make sure that we are mindful of the people who are not as joyful that the holiday season is upon us. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I think a big part of this, especially living in Minnesota where we're at, is just kind of naming it's a real change in season, both within maybe the upcoming holidays and things, but also just like the weather, right? And just kind of naming and being aware. I think that's a really important first step, just being aware of how you feel when the weather changes, when things start, you know, the days start getting darker, the days start getting shorter, colder. It can carry a toll. And so a big first step is just being aware of how things are going to be affecting our bodies and our minds.
And I want to make sure folks go to cmentalhealth.org. I want to highlight that website because there are some tips, there are some tools, there are some resources. Because, you know, it's one thing to recognize, you say, I feel funny. I'm feeling some kind of way. I feel like I have the blues. I don't know what's going on. But then what's the next step? Or even if we see it in somebody else. But let's start with us, Jocelyn. If I see it in myself, my mama just left. She was here with my dad. It was a great time. We enjoyed each other's company. And she left. And I was like, man, I wish she could be here for the holidays. I'm feeling some kind of way.
Yeah. I think it's just the big thing is to have a plan, right? And, you know, whether, you know, the plan is after you feel that sense of loss or that sense of needing to be having those gatherings, that togetherness and losing sight of not having that. I think it's just really important to just, one, be aware, but also just like have a plan. So what is going to be a pick me up for when you don't get the type of holiday experience that you may desire? You know, maybe it's not, if you live alone and you need the company of people, that going to a gathering is going to feel right. Or maybe it's just, no, I would prefer just to be one-to-one with a friend or a family member. Like, know where your anxiety is. Know what makes you, you know, heighten your stress. That's a really important piece of it, to set boundaries around that. Or, like, you know, if you don't, it really kind of exercising your ability to choose what fills your cup during this time more than ever. There's so many ways to, like, you know, whether it's helping out at a, you know, a volunteer opportunity, a food shelf, or, you know, those types of different acts of kindness, or, you know, just choosing to be in the company of people you love. I think there's so many ways that we can really consider what it looks like to name and find a way that makes us happy through these hard times.
Now, I need you to help me help a friend. You know, I've got a girlfriend who lost a daughter, and she was 2 years old, and, you know, around the holidays, you know, she, you know, we want to invite her, but when she sees our kids, she thinks about the kid that she lost. And so she isolates. And then when we try to go and get her, she doesn't really want to be around us. So, so how do we go to seementalhealth.org to help a friend?
Yeah. There's a variety of different resources there, with particular things to both local and national resources around taking care of our mental health and taking a look at the resource page. There's a number of different possibilities that might be fitting for folks. I think it's just also a thing of recognizing our page may not have the answer to everything that people may be going through. Grief is a very complex and deeply personal topic in many ways. And so I love that, you know, you all have made a concerted effort to support that friend. And you know, sometimes it's coming to them. Sometimes it's figuring out, okay, what's going to work for them during this season. And it might not be the traditional look and trying to recreate what tradition is. And so I think the beauty of it is there's so many ways to, like, look at solutions and ways to help. It could literally just be like spending time with that friend outside of what might be triggering for them. So maybe without the children around, and finding a different way, a different time to make that happen.
I'm talking to Jocelyn McWhorter with seementalhealth.org. We are talking about holiday blues. I'm no Debbie Downer. I will work through and laugh through any problem. But I've got some folks around me who it's hard because I'm trying to pick them up and I can't. I see issues and I see problems, and, you know, I see mental health. I see mental health issues. And this is through Hennepin County. It's a mental health awareness campaign focused on the importance of having conversations and making connections. And I want you to talk to me about that connections piece, because, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, it's all about connecting to family, connecting to friends. But some of these folks who are experiencing holiday blues will isolate, will close the door on those connections.
Yeah, I think it's so important to name, like you said, these are a blues type of moments, some hard moments to experience. And so, you know, when we think about, you know, what it means to tap in, to connect with community, we have to recognize it means it's going to look different for everyone. Not everyone wants to gather the same way that traditional like holiday practice around like the dinner table looks, you know? And sometimes it's being willing to shift traditions. Sometimes it's being willing to name, okay, I know that this person has a hard time during the holidays, or I know this person is likely to disconnect, not be available. How can I get ahead of supporting them? How can I be a friend to them, to support them through either showing up or coming out maybe to them in a different way that they feel more comfortable? It's really about sometimes us also setting the example of like what true mental health can look like. And it's taking care of ourselves and reaching out in really warm and gentle ways to show that we care, to show that we want people around. But we also respect that, like, how people want to be around is their choice. And we can't always control that.
Yeah.
But we can be mood boosters, right? We can uplift.
Yeah.
And that's the best we can do, you know?
Yeah. And folks appreciate that. But I just appreciate the way that you give us the tools that we need to meet people where they are. You know, because I come in the door, girl, kick the door open, I'm hooping and hollering and laughing. And that might not be what somebody need right at that moment, right? But I don't have the tools in my arsenal to give them anything other than me. And so what I've appreciated about cmentalhealth.org is I've learned more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some tools. I got a little couple little tricks in my bag so that when I'm dealing with a girlfriend who's recently lost a daughter and wants to isolate for the holidays, when I'm, you know, chatting with another girlfriend who's moving from her hometown to a new place for a job and she doesn't know anybody right around the holidays, got there today in Philadelphia, doesn't know a soul. And is missing those family traditions, but doesn't want to leave because she's just getting there, right? You know, you've given me some of those tools and tricks to use so that, you know, I'm still showing up as Shaletta, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've got more education. Talk to me about the educational component on this website.
Yeah, so on the front page of the website, you'll see there's one just education from everyday people in Hennepin County sharing ways that they're getting through their mental health journey. You know, they talk about music. They talk about, you know, physical activities. They talk about just naming how they access help in ways that supported them. There's different, you know, different facts around, you know, how self-care is an important practice, how laughter, sending a text, showing connection in very simple ways can really demonstrate how we can exercise mental health in our everyday lives. And then there's also, I'll note, a resource page that goes into detail with different local, both Hennepin County-based as well as community-based resources that people can connect with to understand more on mental health, resources like therapy, and learning more on, let's say, children's mental health and how do we support young people as they may be facing and experiencing different stressors at this time, too.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for giving us the tools we need to help our friends who are going through the holiday blues.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your time.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a lot of people are excited about Thanksgiving. You get to reunite and connect with friends and family and loved ones. You get to have your favorite meal. You know, your grandmother's homemade mac and cheese, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. You know, treats that you wouldn't normally get throughout the year. Now is the time where we just enjoy one another's company and you know, gather together, watch some football and, you know, reminisce. But for everybody, it's not the most wonderful time of the year. Because over this past year, they've lost loved ones, jobs, divorce. Kids have left and gone off to college, so some folks are trying to cope with being an empty nester for the first time. And that little baby that you raised, that you've been spending Thanksgiving with for the last 18 years, doesn't want to come home for Thanksgiving. They're going to Cancun. And you've planned all this food to cook. And you're going to be by yourself with his or her favorite pie and nobody there to eat it. And so I just want to be mindful that everybody's not going to be in the same mindset. And how do you handle it when you have holiday blues? I don't know. I'm not an expert or a professional. So that's why I called Jocelyn McWhorter. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is with C Mental Health. And Jocelyn, I just have to say thank you. Because, you know, we want to talk about the turkey. We want to get ready for Christmas. We're looking at the Black Friday sales papers that have already started coming out. And this is a difficult topic to discuss because nobody wants to talk about holiday blues. We want to be festive. We want to be cheery. We want to be upbeat. But I also want to make sure that we are mindful of the people who are not as joyful that the holiday season is upon us. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I think a big part of this, especially living in Minnesota where we're at, is just kind of naming it's a real change in season, both within maybe the upcoming holidays and things, but also just like the weather, right? And just kind of naming and being aware. I think that's a really important first step, just being aware of how you feel when the weather changes, when things start, you know, the days start getting darker, the days start getting shorter, colder. It can carry a toll. And so a big first step is just being aware of how things are going to be affecting our bodies and our minds.
And I want to make sure folks go to cmentalhealth.org. I want to highlight that website because there are some tips, there are some tools, there are some resources. Because, you know, it's one thing to recognize, you say, I feel funny. I'm feeling some kind of way. I feel like I have the blues. I don't know what's going on. But then what's the next step? Or even if we see it in somebody else. But let's start with us, Jocelyn. If I see it in myself, my mama just left. She was here with my dad. It was a great time. We enjoyed each other's company. And she left. And I was like, man, I wish she could be here for the holidays. I'm feeling some kind of way.
Yeah. I think it's just, the big thing is to have a plan, right? And, you know, whether, you know, the plan is after you feel that sense of loss or that sense of needing to be having those gatherings, that togetherness and losing sight of not having that. I think it's just really important to just, one, be aware, but also just, like, have a plan. So what is going to be a pick-me-up for for when you don't get the type of holiday experience that you may desire. You know, maybe it's not, if you live alone and you need the company of people, that going to a gathering is going to feel right. Or maybe it's just, no, I would prefer just to be one-to-one with a friend or a family member. Like, know where your anxiety is. Know what makes you, you know, heighten your stress. That's a really important piece of it, to set boundaries around that. Or, like, you know, if you don't, it really kind of exercising your ability to choose what fills your cup during this time more than ever. There's so many ways to, like, you know, whether it's helping out at a, you know, a volunteer opportunity, a food shelf, or, you know, those types of different acts of kindness, or, you know, just choosing to be in the company of people you love. I think there's so many ways that we can really consider what it looks like to name and find a way that makes us happy through these hard times.
Now, I need you to help me help a friend. You know, I've got a girlfriend who lost a daughter, and she was 2 years old, and, you know, around the holidays, you know, she, you know, we want to invite her, but when she sees our kids, she thinks about the kid that she lost. And so she isolates. And then when we try to go and get her, she doesn't really want to be around us. So, so how do we go to seementalhealth.org to help a friend?
Yeah. There's a variety of different resources there, with particular things to both local and national resources around taking care of our mental health, and taking a look at the resource page. There's a number of different possibilities that might be fitting for folks. I think it's just also a thing of recognizing our page may not have the answer to everything that people may be going through. Grief is a very complex and deeply personal topic in many ways. And so I love that, you know, you all have made a concerted effort to support that friend. And you know, sometimes it's coming to them. Sometimes it's figuring out, okay, what's going to work for them during the season. And it might not be the traditional look, and trying to recreate what tradition is. And so I think the beauty of it is there's so many ways to, like, look at solutions and ways to help. It could literally just be like spending time with that friend outside of what might be triggering for them. So maybe without the children around, and finding a different way, a different time to make that happen.
I'm talking to Jocelyn McWhorter with seementalhealth.org. We are talking about holiday blues. I'm no Debbie Downer. I will work through and laugh through any problem. But I've got some folks around me who it's hard because I'm trying to pick them up and I can't. I see issues and I see problems, and, you know, I see mental health. I see mental health issues. And this is through Hennepin County. It's a mental health awareness campaign. Focus on the importance of having conversations and making connections. And I want you to talk to me about that connections piece, because, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, it's all about connecting to family, connecting to friends. But some of these folks who are experiencing holiday blues will isolate, will close the door on those connections.
Yeah, I think it's so important to name, like you said, these are a blues type of moment, some hard moments to experience. And so, you know, when we think about, you know, what it means to tap in, to connect with community, we have to recognize it means it's going to look different for everyone. Not everyone wants to gather the same way, that traditional, like, holiday practice around, like, the dinner table looks, you know? And sometimes it's being willing to shift traditions. Sometimes it's being willing to name, okay, I know that this person has a hard time during the holidays, or I know this person is likely to disconnect, not be available. How can I get ahead of supporting them? How can I be a friend to them, to support them through either showing up or coming out maybe to them in a different way that they feel more comfortable? It's really about sometimes us also setting the example of, like, what true mental health can look like, and it's taking care of ourselves and reaching out in really warm and gentle ways to show that we care, to show that we want people around, but we also respect that, like, how people want to be around is their choice, and we can't always control that.
Yeah.
But we can be mood boosters, right? We can uplift,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. That's the best we can do, you know?
Yeah, and folks appreciate that, but I just appreciate the way that you give us the tools that we need to meet people where they are. You know, because I come in the door, girl, kick the door open, I'm hooping and hollering and laughing. And that might not be what somebody need right at that moment, right? But I don't have the tools in my arsenal to give them anything other than me. And so what I've appreciated about seementalhealth.org is I've learned more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some tools. I got a little couple little tricks in my bag so that when I'm dealing with a girlfriend who's recently lost a daughter and wants to isolate for the holidays, when I'm, you know, chatting with another girlfriend who's moving from her hometown to a new place for a job and she doesn't know anybody right around the holidays, got there today in Philadelphia, doesn't know a soul. And is missing those family traditions, but doesn't want to leave because she's just getting there, right? You know, you've given me some of those tools and tricks to use so that, you know, I'm still showing up as Shaletta, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've got more education. Talk to me about the educational component on this website.
Yeah, so on the front page of the website, you'll see there's one just education from everyday people in Hennepin County sharing ways that they're getting through their mental health journey. You know, they talk about music, they talk about, you know, physical activities, they talk about just naming how they access help in ways that supported them. There's different, you know, different facts around, you know, how self-care is an important practice, how laughter, sending a text, showing connection in very simple ways can really demonstrate how we can exercise mental health in our everyday lives. And then there's also, I'll note, a resource page that goes into detail with different local, both Hennepin County-based as well as community-based resources that people can connect with to understand more on mental health, resources like therapy, and learning more on, let's say, children's mental health and how do we support young people as they may be facing and experiencing different stressors at this time, too.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for giving us the tools we need to help our friends who are going through the holiday blues.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your time.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.